This episode is part of a four-part series of episodes we recorded with a focus on Barnum Financial Group's first ever commissioned study called Americans in the Workplace. We wanted to understand the state of financial wellness, behavioral drivers, and unmet needs of working Americans. At Barnum, we wanted to understand the state of financial wellness, the behavioral drivers, and the unmet needs of working Americans. So to do that, we commissioned a study that polled 1,000 working Americans between the ages of 18 and 70 who are currently full-time employed or part-time employed. These participants are spread out evenly across the country. They are 50% male and 50% female, and they are spread out evenly across generations. The great majority of them are employed full-time, and they vary across job role and level of responsibility. This episode is full of facts and figures from that study, but if you want more, you can find a link to the study in the show notes or head on over to barnumfinancialgroup.com and download the study today. Welcome to Master Your Money and Mindset, the podcast where financial success meets personal growth. I am your host, Elizabeth Heise, Chief Marketing Officer at the Barnum Financial Group, and I want to thank you for being here. On this show, we dive into the powerful connection between your mindset and your financial well-being. And today, we are tackling a very fundamental topic, financial literacy. That word means so many things to so many different people, but what we're talking about today is really why financial literacy matters and how being financially literate can impact truly your wallet and can help you get to some of the goals that you want to get to. Financial literacy is most likely the key to unlocking financial success, no matter your age or your stage in life. And financial literacy, whatever that means to you, is the perfect term to marry your money and your mindset because it is truly that connection between the money that you bring in and what you do with those dollars. That will determine your level of financial literacy. So, why does financial literacy matter? Let's start with a simple truth. What you don't know about money can hurt you. Recently, our firm put out a study, Barnum Financial Group study of Americans in the workplace. And in this study, we polled 1,000 working Americans ages 18 to 70, people who are working both full-time and part-time, spread out very evenly across all generations, spread out across the country, and very evenly split both males and females. So we have a nice pool of the population. But we asked these people, we wanted to know what the state of financial wellness is for them. Really, we wanted to know how financial literate they were. So according to our study, we learned that financial literacy is not just considered a buzzword. People think of it as the foundation of financial stability. Yet many Americans are still struggling to understand and manage their finances efficiently and effectively. In fact, according to our study, 60% of working Americans say they would own more financial services products if they were more educated. So the reality is when financial literacy is low, when you don't feel like you have the information you need to make a decision, you tend to do what? Not make a decision, to either procrastinate, to bury your head, or just to kind of live in this world of research. But either way, you are not taking action. Not taking action can have very costly mistakes, especially when it comes to building and maintaining your credit, building and maintaining debt or paying off debt. Struggling with saving for emergencies, so a short-term goal like saving for building an emergency fund, or a long-term goal like building a retirement plan. But most importantly, having low financial literacy is going to make you feel very anxious and overwhelmed about money. And if you have those negative feelings about money, you are most definitely not going to make positive choices with the money that you do bring in. So positivity starts with confidence, and confidence just starts with knowledge and actions. So according to our study, 78% of working Americans think they'd be better if they had better peace of mind around their finances. So if people just felt more confident, they feel like in overall in their life, they would be doing better. But despite that, the good news is financial literacy is a skill you can develop. And once you do develop that skill, you can gain confidence, control, and clarity over your financial future. You are not stuck. Financial literacy is not finite. It's infinite. It's something that you have to constantly be on top of, just like the health of your body. You need to constantly be on top of that. Just like your general well-being, you need to constantly be on top of that. Your financial literacy, your financial mindset are no different. It is something that never leaves you. The values that you place on money never leaves you, because as you know, money is ever present, right? It's very rare that a day will go by where you won't spend any money. Whether it's, you know, stopping at the store on your way home from work, or stopping to grab a coffee on the way into work, or Venmoing a friend for a group gift, or paying a bill. Every day there's money moving in or out of your account. How financial literate that you are will help you make smart choices with all of those transactions as they happen daily. But in addition, our research highlights how different generations can face unique financial challenges. So financial literacy is definitely different person to person, household to household, of course, because it has so much to do with how you value money. But our research highlights how different generations look at financial literacy differently. So let's start with Gen Z, right? These are people who are between 18 and 27 years old. So these folks are entering the workforce, coming into an era of really rising living costs, student loan debt. They're balancing that with their immediate needs of just, you know, food and all the necessary things they need to survive, plus the long-term goals. So trying to save for a house, maybe save for a wedding, maybe save for a car, maybe save for an emergency, save for retirement. They're often trying to save for these long-term financial goals, but they don't even have a really good, solid financial foundation. And that's where financial literacy can come in, to help build a strong financial foundation and learn to take care of immediate needs while slowly squirreling away funds for more long-term needs. But then you look at millennials. So we have the older millennials who are between the ages of 36 and 44, around there, compared to the younger millennials that are between like 28 and 35 or so. So for the millennial category, we're looking at people who are around 28 to 45 years old. But those younger millennials are significantly more likely than any other generation to currently use a business contact or an industry associate or a person in their network and a robo-advisor. That is how they are getting their financial literacy. That's how they are educating themselves, compared to older millennials who do general online searches, forums, blogs, or could be listening to this podcast as we speak. That is how that older millennial group gets their information. Compare that to Gen X. So Gen X are the folks who are 45 to around 60 years old, 45 to 58 years old. That's that sandwich generation, right? They're caught between their children and their aging parents, and financially supporting both of those while trying to save for retirement. So their financial literacy needs are very, very different. But then you have our boomers who are, you know, right up against retirement, and they face concerns about outliving savings and paying healthcare costs and market volatility. They are the folks who typically go right to financial professionals, right to financial planners, most likely because they don't have the time to waste to do their own research. So they are going right to the source. But no matter which generation you fall in, any type of literacy, any type of education can give you the power to make smarter decisions, which will help reduce stress. And most importantly, smarter decisions will lead to lasting wealth, which is what everybody wants. Because like we always say on our podcast, it's not how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. So building and keeping wealth is always the goal. So how can you improve your financial literacy? Well, the fact that you're here, that is definitely step one. You are doing that as we speak, so kudos to you. But additionally, here's a few other steps. So step one is to keep educating yourself. Continue reading, continue listening to this episode and all of our Master Your Money episodes. Continue to follow credible sources. So make sure that whoever you're getting your information from, whoever you're listening to, make sure that they are licensed and credentialed. Okay, that's important because those folks who are licensed and credentialed, they are accountable to the advice that they're giving people. So you want to make sure somebody has a designation, a CFP, a CHFC, an RICP. There's so many of them out there, but you want to make sure that people have an accredited designation that you're listening to, whether it's on this podcast or whether it's they're representative of people who have that. Number two, to help improve your financial literacy is you want to make sure that you're tracking your spending. And this is where I typically lose people because it's hard to see sometimes, but you know, using any type of budgeting app will be helpful. Using a Excel spreadsheet would be fine. Using your bank's, you know, your banking website, they have a lot of great budgeting tools on there. But the point is you need to know where you are spending your money. You need to know where every dollar is going and start by asking yourself the question, is it conscious spending or unconscious spending, right? If you choose to spend money on a Netflix subscription, wonderful. That's great. You can justify that cost. But if you had no idea, you subscribed to that, you know, 2 years ago and you kind of forgot about it. You haven't used that subscription in years, get rid of that expense. Right. So tracking your money, number one, just helps avoid situations like that. It can bring to light some unfortunate realities of our spending. In my household, you know, we are always on the run, so we tend to eat out a lot, or we tend to kind of stop for Starbucks or stop and grab the kids, you know, a snack at Dunkin' Donuts or something. I am always shocked in a negative way when I look at how much money we spent on those things at the end of a month. That number is always astounding to me because it's unconscious spending. So every month I try to beat myself and say, okay, I want to spend less next month than I did the prior month. But I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have the knowledge of how much I was spending. You know, Amazon is really good about this one. When I track my Amazon expenses too, with one click buying or having your credit card information stored in your phone, it makes buying things online really, really easy. Doing something simple as taking a pause before you click buy can work wonders for your wallet. So you think you need something, you think you need it so badly, but if you just sleep on it and ask yourself that same question in the morning, you'd be surprised how many times you'll say, nah, I don't need that. And you could save, you know, you could save a few bucks a month just by doing little simple things like that. But the third way to improve your financial literacy is to work with a financial advisor. A trusted financial professional can help you navigate complex financial decisions and create a strategy that is tailored to your goals. The advisors at Barnum Financial Group work with so many people, there is nothing that they have not seen in this space. Everybody thinks their concern, their challenges, their lack of savings, or their lack of knowledge, or starting too late is unique and different. But the truth is, it's not. So many people are not thrilled with where they are financially, but that is okay. That truly does not matter. What matters is that you could start being more financially literate today by doing the three things I just mentioned. And if you want to skip one and two and just jump to a financial professional, please go ahead and do that. Any good one would be happy to sit with you, answer questions, and help put you on a path to help you build your literacy, of course, but also just help put you on a path to give you more peace of mind. Because remember, financial literacy is not just about numbers. It's all about your mindset, your freedom, your confidence, and your security. That's all mindset based. So the more that you know, the more empowered you will actually become. If today's episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend who needs to hear this message. Share it with anybody who you know who struggles with money. The folks who either complain about money a lot or who tend to bury their head a lot, they're the folks that we want to listen to this episode. And then if you want to dive deeper into our study of Americans in the workplace, please make sure to download it. The link is going to be in the show notes. But my friends, that is it for today's episode of Master Your Money and Mindset. If you found this information helpful, please subscribe and share with someone who might benefit from this mindset shift. But until next time, stay smart with your money and strong in your mindset. Thank you for listening to Master Your Money and Mindset. You can find these episodes on YouTube or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you enjoyed what you heard. You can follow Barnum Financial Group on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thanks so much.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions their respective parent companies or affiliates or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated. Investments or strategies mentioned in this program may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. You should strongly consider seeking advice from your own investment advisor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through qualified registered representatives of MML Investor Services, LLC. Member SIPC, 6 Corporate Drive, Shelton, Connecticut, 06484, telephone number 203-513-6000.